Hello everyone, Stuart Smith here from JTalk Extra Time, and I'm here to get you up to speed with what you need to know about the latest happenings in the Japanese second tier J2. Now, the big dog, John Steele, is getting a well-deserved midweek off to recharge his batteries in readiness for the rest of the season. So, in the meantime, you'll have to put up with my rather hybrid accent for this roundup. First of all, before we get onto the action on the pitch, we should talk about some of the off-field news. And this is headlined by our friends down in Nagasaki, who just today pulled off quite a coup as they signed Yokohama F. Marinus forward Edgar Jr. on loan for the rest of the season. Now, this is a big boy signing for Makoto Tegura Mori's side, as a striker is something that they've been crying out for. And to be honest, Jr. is only a year removed from being an integral part of Yokohama F. Marinos' J-League title-winning squad. Quite the signing for Nagasaki. Nagasaki also brought in Seretse Osaka defender Shoji Honoya to bolster their options at the back. Elsewhere in the transfer market, while Omiya Adija's season is on the verge of petering out, they've still managed to find the cash and the effort to bring in Nagoya Grampus's utility man Ryota Aoki on loan. A rather good signing, that one, I think. While Tochigi waved goodbye to a couple of their loanees. Forward Han Yongte has gone back to Matsumoto Yamaga, while highly impressive goalkeeper Paul Obinna Obi has rejoined his parent club, Yokohama F. Marinos. He goes back with his reputation enhanced after a string of excellent performances for Kazuaki Tasaka's miserly unit. In my opinion, Obi looks to have a very, very bright future between the sticks. On to matters on the field, and the Avispa Fukuoka party bus shows no sign of slowing down yet. Jeff United became their latest victims last weekend, Taishi Matsumoto scoring his first ever goal to see off Yoon Jung-hwan's rather moribund outfit. Avispa are 3 points clear of Tokushima Vortis after Ricardo Rodriguez's men were held 0-0 at home by the Fabio and Pedro Manzilas Alba X Niigata. The aforementioned Vivar and Nagasaki were held to a 0-0 draw themselves at the NAC 5 in Omiya, while Giravants Kitakyushu's fairy tale season continues to slightly unravel at the seams as they were turned over at home by Matsumoto Yamaga. Elsewhere, there were impressive wins for FC Ryukyu, who won 2-1 at home against Kyoto, Mito Hollyhock, who won 4-1 against Renofa Yamaguchi. In this game, Kazuma Yamaguchi, the Mito forward, showcased once again why he will be playing at a higher level next year after his sumptuous 70-yard solo run and finish. The rapidly improving Montedio Yamagata completely demolished Tokyo Verde with some very nice attacking play as they ran out 4-0 winners at the ND Soft Stadium. And Vanfori Kofu put Machida Zelvia to the sword on the back of goals from Riki Matsuda and Sho Araki. Vanfori is somewhat quietly just 2 points off fourth place Kitakyushu, although they are 9 points away from second place Tokushima. In other games, Yasuhito Endo opened his account for Jubilo Iwata with a trademark free kick as they won 3-1 at home against lowly Gunma. Tochigi won 1-0 at bottom-placed Ehime. Now that's 5 defeats in a row for Ehime and, very concerningly, only 1 win in their last 12. And last but not least, Sveigen Kanazawa and Fajiano Okayama played out a 0-0 draw. Looking ahead to this weekend, we have some very tasty treats on the J2 menu this weekend. Leaders Avispa Fukuoka travel to Jubilo Iwata looking for their 14th win from their last 15. Second place Tokushima Vortis will be very confident of being able to keep the pressure on as they travel to Gunma, while Nagasaki play host to the aforementioned white hot Kazumi Yamaguchi and his Mito Hollyhock friends. This game has the potential to be very, very good. I also think Yamagata's trip to Kyoto should be good, and Giravan's Kitakyushu will look to right their ship in Kanazawa. And if people are interested in two bright young things in J2, they could do worse than watch Reigen Kanazawa forward Mutsuki Kato go toe-to-toe with Giravan's talismanic Akira Disaro, two players that are destined for bigger things. So, there you are, all up to date and ready for the weekend. On behalf of John, Ben, Sam and myself, a very big thank you to all the Patreons that help us and support us. And I'd like to extend those same thanks to everyone who listens to us, who sends us messages, gives us good feedback, gets in contact with us. We really, really appreciate it. We really do. So until next time, please stay safe and please enjoy the football. But until then, goodbye for now.